Welcome, everyone, to another episode of What's Working. I'm Cam Marston. What's Working is the show designed to bring you the workplace, the workforce, and the marketplace trends that are shaping the workplace, the workforce, and the marketplace around us. Our goal is to find the guests that can give us some insight and make us a little bit better at whatever it is that we do. Today, this show, this afternoon, I have to admit that this is a bit of a boondoggle. Yeah, I use the word. It's a boondoggle, and I'm going to tell you why. While I think there is a lot of legitimacy in what we will be discussing today, particularly for those of you in the marketing and sales fields, the fact that I got the guest that I got today led to a purchase of something that I have on hand so that I can effectively discuss the guest. And this, since this is a, heck, let's face it, this is a business, this show, this was a business purchase. The whiskey business has been on the show a couple of times. We had Clyde May on. We had Standard Proof on out of Nashville. And these are new whiskeys that have been created in kind of a local market area designed to, be a niche type of drink. And many of these whiskeys have been created with a younger consumer in mind. What that means oftentimes is they've been flavored. These flavored whiskeys seem to appeal to a younger consumer. And the hope is by these whiskey companies to find a younger consumer who will enjoy the taste and get a lifelong customer. If we can make an imprint with your product on an individual at a young age, the chances are they will become a lifelong consumer of it. And these alcohol, these liquor companies are going through some, jumping through hoops to attract the attention of the youngest consumers, let's say 21 to 25, 27, 28 years old, really fighting it out to get their attention. What happens, though, if you're an older whiskey company? What happens, though, if you're one of the most prestigious whiskey companies in the world? I'm going to have a guest on the show when we come back from break who is the U.S. representative for Macallan brand Scotch whiskey. Macallan, if you know anything about Scotch, is the Rolls Royce. It's the luxury brand of Scotch. And my question is, what are you guys doing to try to attract the attention of this younger consumer? Because I simply can't imagine Macallan adding apple flavoring to their Scotch or any sort of additional flavoring to their Scotch in order to appeal to this younger consumer. What do you do if you're the Scotch whiskey of the establishment? What do you do to attract the attention of that next generation? And in my brief conversations with the guest that I'll have after the upcoming commercial break, he's given me some insights on where this conversation was going to go. And as a dutiful consumer, as an expert researcher, I thought I'd have to have a bottle on hand and try this to see if what he's saying is something I can pick up on too. In fact, I have two bottles on hand. They're business expenses, folks. This is legitimate. This is very legitimate. And when we come back, we're going to have Kieran on, and I'll tell you a little bit more about his bio when we get back from break. When you think about establishment, you got to think about old money. That's what establishment means to me. And it's the old money and the old people, et cetera. And if you're wondering this old money thing, how they get and keep and, let's say, maintain their money, now would be a good time to introduce you to my friends at Sandifer Wealth Management. These guys help you get over the finish line and manage and steward your assets into retirement and beyond in a way that you will really appreciate their expertise. If you are good at saving more than you spend, then you would want to contact them and they will help you get over to the finish line. If you want to introduce a 401k to your team, they can help you do that. If you've been a part of a team and you're about to retire with a nice 401k balance, they can work with you to make sure that balance lasts and lasts and lasts. SandiferWealth.com. When we come back, we're going to be talking Scotch whiskey, and I'm quite partial to this. You're listening to What's Working. I'm Cam Marston.
What's Working with Cam Marston is brought to you by Stella Artois Beer. Now offering the purchase of the Stella Artois Chalice, a beautiful stemmed glass with the Stella logo. The purchase of each Stella Artois Chalice provides 5 years of clean water for someone in one of 13 developing countries around the world. Learn more at StellaArtois.com. Stella Artois. Find it wherever fine beer is sold.
At Spring Hill Toyota, it's just that easy. From our three-day exchange to free car washes, the benefits of the Spring Hill Advantage make the choice easy to see. We make it easy to own. Every vehicle comes with Toyota Care, plus our no-cost maintenance plan with free tire rotations and oil changes for 4 years. Get peace of mind with free roadside assistance 24/7. And don't forget, it's easy to buy your car 100% online. Visit SpringHillToyota.com today. It's just that easy.
I'm Eric Cromwell. The law firm of Cromwell & Associates can help guide your decisions regarding the life you've created with estate planning tools like wills and trusts. We've planned meetings with first-generation business owners and large multi-generational family groups. With locations in Mobile and Fair Hope, we can assist you and your family through every stage of life. To learn more, call 251-605-9075 or find Cromwell & Associates on Facebook.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. I'm State Farm Agent Allison Horner, and that's why I'm right here in Mobile to help you select the right protection at the right price. I'll make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With me as your State Farm agent, it's easy to make the right choice. You can come by, call, or click AllisonHorner.com. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Kieran Elliott is the national brand ambassador for the Macallan, which is the Rolls Royce of Scotch whiskey, folks. I've got two bottles of it here, right here in front of me. I'm going to get into one of them here in a moment. Let me give you a sense of his background because it's pretty dang cool. I'm going to read what he sent me. After 27 years in the bar and spirits trade, combined with 20 years as a TV and radio presenter, stand-up comedian, actor, and voiceover artist in projects like World of Warcraft, Lord of the Rings, and How to Train Your Dragon, Kieran has now landed this job as national brand ambassador for the Macallan. Kieran, thank you so much for your time and your willingness to do this. Welcome to What's Working.
Oh, thank you very much. That's a lovely intro. Admittedly, I wrote it myself.
Yes, I got good content awesome. Right from the source.
Absolutely.
Your accent is not something that people in our neck of the woods down here in the Deep South is very familiar with. Before we get into what it is that you do, how about telling us a little bit about your roots? I know I'm talking to you in Los Angeles right now, but where are you born? Where are you raised? How long have you been in the States?
Yeah, I was born and raised in a town called Airdrie in Scotland. And then my family moved up to a town called Crieff in the Highlands, close to the distilleries and beautiful rivers and mountains. But then after university, I decided to move to London for 8 years. And then after that challenge, I was looking for the next challenge, the next adventure. And while I was looking, I drove in a supercar race from New York to LA, the Cannonball Run in a 600 brake horsepower Mustang Saline, and ended up in Los Angeles. And I thought, this place is amazing. So got my papers and came over in 2008. And it's been fantastic ever since.
So you've been in LA since 2008 because that was the destination. That was the finish line of a car race from coast to coast. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah.
You know, that's standard operating procedure for so many people. Most of us do something similar to that. You try to make it sound like it's something exceptional. It's fairly normal, just like meeting brand ambassadors for the world's most famous scotch is fairly normal. So LA is your home. How frequently do you get back to Scotland or to the distillery to catch up on what's going on there?
Yeah, I usually go back once a year. Obviously, this is not a usual year. Yeah. The past 18 months have been very difficult for anyone who engages in international travel. But usually once a year, either sent to a distillery or indeed, you know, just to see my folks back in Scotland. But unfortunately, hasn't been for 2 years, but I'll get back as soon as I can.
Yeah, yeah, I'm certain you're in constant contact with them on what's going on out there. And again, yeah. There's so many questions I want to ask you on trying to turn the younger generation on to your scotch. But as the national brand ambassador, what does your day include? What do you do?
Well, one of the reasons I love the job is no 2 days are ever the same. I spend a lot of time dealing with the media and posting on social media, but we also set up tastings with high-end restaurants. At the moment, we're working with a restaurant called Providence in Los Angeles, which is 2 Michelin stars, but we work with lots of hotels and restaurants, bars, clubs, etc. And then the staff trainings to be done, just being the face of the brand, but somebody who is passionate about the brand and is able to speak to the category as well as the brand itself, which is something I really enjoy.
I was turned on to Kieran, everyone, because of the Instagram post that I saw him where he was doing a Scotch tasting, and the energy and the enthusiasm was, I mean, I've been enjoying Scotch for many years now, but it brought me a new appreciation for how to enjoy it. Kieran, I'm going to get you to do it again at the end of the show, but let everybody know what your Instagram handle is in case they want to follow you as well.
That's very kind, Cam. Yeah, it's at the McAllen Kieran. And don't worry about spelling my name, because if you put in at the McAllen and the letter K, my name comes up.
It's worth following this guy and watching his Scotch tastings. Okay, Kieran, the focus of the show. So we've had a couple of whiskey manufacturers here, distillers on the show, one here in Alabama, one up in Tennessee, and they both were targeting the youth market with the hopes of turning the youth onto their whiskey. And in order to do so, they began adding flavorings to them. One of them added a little bit of apple. I've got a bottle of whiskey that one of those guys sent me that has coffee flavoring in it. And it was their approach to try to attract attention in that youth market. I can't imagine the McAllen ever adding apple flavoring to the whiskey or coffee flavoring to the whiskey. What is y'all's approach for targeting the next generation of Scotch enthusiasts?
Well, that's a very interesting point you bring up there. You know, the market is wide open and everyone's palate is different and everyone's preferences and tastes are different. You can't possibly attract every single person to a particular brand. So that wouldn't be McAllen's job. But McAllen's parent company, Edrington, has 3 single malts, a blended Scotch. We have 2 American whiskies, Wyoming and Noble Oak. We have a tequila, we have a rum. So there's absolutely scope for us with our expertise, our knowledge, our ability to distill beautifully and luxuriously. We would possibly start a brand that maybe would fulfill that need. It wouldn't be a play for the McAllen, but it might be the play for another brand, a sub-brand. And, you know, I was talking to a wine buddy of mine yesterday about, you know, wine. And, of course, he deals with $1,000 bottles of wine, $5,000 a bottle of wine. And he got asked about, you know, entry level, the 2 Buck Chuck, the Franzia. He asked about that. Somebody said he must hate those types of wines. And he vehemently denied that. He said, no, it's so important that we have the entry level, because if there's no entry level, you don't get people into the category and they don't build themselves up to the more expensive bottling. So there's a place for everybody in the industry. If you start a brand whose ethos is ultra luxury, then of course there's no point going down to the less expensive styles, but you can absolutely start a brand that does that. So I think that's where the business acumen comes in.
So your goal is, if I understand you correctly, you're saying that the McAllen may never, and this is my term, not yours, the McAllen may never bastardize their brand by adding apple flavoring or something like that. But it might be the hope that one of these next generation of drinkers finds Scotch whiskey and ultimately trades up into the McAllen.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, just looking over the last sort of 5-10 years, a lot of people have got into the whiskey category via, the sort of whiskeys that you do shots of, and they're relatively inexpensive. I'm not going to mention brand names. But, you know, you do a shot with your beer and you think, I quite like that whiskey stuff. You know, it might be an Irish whiskey, it might be a Scotch whiskey, it might be an American whiskey. It says, oh, you like that stuff? Have you tried this stuff? Yes, it's an extra couple of dollars, but wait to get the extra flavor and all this other stuff. And then, you know, you start to sample a few and you go up and up and up the sort of hierarchies until you find something that's in your price range and gives you all the things you're looking for. So there's a place for everyone. And if it wasn't for those entry-level offerings, we wouldn't get people into the category. So as I said, there's room for everybody and there's love for everyone. And one of my favorite parts of my job is speaking to the people who come to the tastings who maybe have only tried Macallan 12. And then I say to them, oh, you like the Double Cask 12? Wait till you try the Double Cask 15. Admittedly, it's an extra $40, but wait till you get all this extra flavor. Wait till you get all this extra. And, you know, if it's in your price range, then maybe I've introduced you to your next favorite Scotch.
So that's interesting. And there are, and I feel like there was a product that Porsche put out a while back, and this was years and years ago, called the Boxster, the Porsche Boxster. Yes. Are you familiar with that car?
Absolutely.
Okay. If I understand it correctly, you sound like you know it better than I do, but if I understand it correctly, the Boxster was designed to target an entry-level Porsche driver to get them to like the Porsche technology and move them up into more expensive, more luxurious, more performance-oriented Porsches. So Porsche did it, if I remember the story correctly, under their own brand. You're not going to do that. You're going to let them find the Macallan through some other route of a less expensive whiskey that'll ultimately lead them, your hope is, to the Macallan. So I'm curious if the who is your drinker? If you're not targeting the youth, who are you targeting?
Oh, we're definitely targeting the youth. You know, I don't want you to think that we're not. I was really just talking about that flavored whiskey, which is a very specific thing.
Yes.
We do have less expensive bottlings than the 12, maybe Double Cask Gold. Maybe you can find a less expensive whiskey that was distilled at the Macallan, but then was bought by an independent bottler and then handled, you know, it was stored outside of the distillery. So it's not necessarily called a Macallan anymore. It was distilled at Macallan.
Yeah.
But we also have Highland Park and Glenrothes, which are our other single malts. Highland Park is gently peated. Glenrothes is a little bit less expensive than the Macallan, but benefits from the Macallan's cask process, which is, you know, 70 to 80% of the flavor comes from those beautiful casks. So Macallan is the luxury offering, but you tend to, you know, no one finds themselves at that as their first offering. No one, well, unless you're very lucky, no one gets a Ferrari as their first car.
Right.
But you tend to, you know, get into business, work hard, save your money and go up through the ranks and eventually get there. It's the same with the Macallan. We've positioned ourselves as the ultimate luxury spirit. And obviously there's a place for that, but there's also a place for all the other drinkers as well.
Yeah, yeah. When we come back, I want to hear you describe, you go to these tastings, you host these tastings. When we come back from break, I want you to tell me who shows up, who these people are, who already drink your Scotch, and if you have a demographic profile of your consumer in the United States. I know that this whiskey is popular worldwide, but if you have that profile, I'd be curious of what it looks like. Sound good?
Absolutely.
We'll be back after this break. I'm on with Kieran Elliott. He's the national brand ambassador for the Macallan. And folks, that's a pretty cool job. We'll be right back.
I'm Paul Lewis, General Manager for Lewis Construction. Many of our commercial buildings you drive by daily on both sides of the bay are the fruits of our client relationship since our beginning in the early 80s. It is our mission to bring value to our clients, from retrofits to ground-up construction and everything in between. We have more advocates than any of our competitors who have been in business twice as long. Same with repeat business, same with referrals. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com and let's talk about your next commercial project.
Hi, I'm David Nelson, brewmaster and owner of Braided River Brewing in downtown Mobile. We make drinkable, flavorful craft beer perfect for life on the Gulf Coast. So pick up one of our six packs before your next adventure or stop by our tap room for a relaxing afternoon with friends. Follow us on social media for the latest beer releases and events, and ask for a Braided River at your favorite bars and restaurants. Thanks for your support. We look forward to sharing our beers with you.
This is Cam Marston, and I'm with Cajun Mike of E3 Termite and Pest Control. Cajun Mike, if a homeowner thinks they have termites, do you offer inspections? What about someone buying a new home? Can you come in and take a look and see if there are termites in their new home?
Yeah, basically what we would do on a home above and beyond anyone else is we actually do a thorough inspection. But above that, we will use infrared imaging that will allow us to see problems in the wall, and at times can tell us if there's anything going on.
That's fantastic, Cajun Mike. How can people find you?
They can find me at e3pest.com.
That's the letter E, the number 3, pest.com.
King Solomon wrote, "Without consultation, plans are frustrated, but with many counselors, they succeed." The law firm of Cromwell & Associates has the legal counsel that can help your business succeed with experience in LLCs, corporations, and tax. I'm Eric Cromwell. Our law firm has locations in Mobile and Fairhope. Call 251-605-9075 or search for Cromwell & Associates on Facebook. And let's discuss how we can help you.
Kieran Elliott moved to L.A. in 2008. I'm reading from his bio here, to escape the dreary weather of Scotland, but has since shed his waterproof skin and can't go back. He is in the sun-kissed shores of Laguna Beach out on the West Coast, the mountains of Denver, and sells and is the brand ambassador for the Rolls-Royce of single malt scotch, the Macallan. Kieran, prior to the break, we were talking about the profile of your consumer. Do you guys do deep research on who that customer is? And if he or she is drinking the Macallan, can you make a logical conclusion about income range, the types of cars they drive, things like that? Have you ever done that type of research?
There's multiple angles to that, Cam. You know, we do a lot of research on who our main consumer is. We also build a profile of the type of consumer we want to attract. We also then watch the people who are the more outspoken. So that there's multiple ways of looking at it. But I did a virtual tasting last night for a restaurant in Los Angeles. And somebody, you know, it was 6 p.m. for us in the West Coast, but somebody tuned in from Denmark at four in the morning. Klaus from Denmark, 4 a.m. He stayed up to watch it. And we had somebody in from Korea. And it was a even split, women to men. There was a lot of kids in their, you know, late 20s, lots in 30s, you know, probably primarily late 30s, early 40s. But it was older consumers. So in my humble experience, it really runs the gamut. You know, we see all races. We see all demographics. It's quite incredible. And for me, it's very, very heartwarming that it's not just the old rich white guy that you think of, you know, sitting in his leather sofa going, "Oh, yes, I remember back in the day,"
right,
as he drinks his whiskey, right? It's not like that at all. There's young go-getters, there's social media giants, there's business people, there's investors, there's cryptocurrency nut jobs, there's all sorts. It's absolutely phenomenal. And as I said before, Cam, everybody is absolutely welcome. The only thing you need is to have the same enthusiasm I have. That's your entry ticket.
That's the entry ticket. You know, and you're right. In my mind, the profile of the Scotch whiskey drinker, not just the Scotch whiskey drinker, but the Macallan Scotch whiskey drinker, is the old white guy. I'm thinking of it as the establishment. He's sitting in his leather chair. He maybe has a cigar. He's remembering back in the day. He's got a Scotch in his hand, and he's sipping on it and giving a lecture. But you've just told me that's not it at all.
Yeah, no, we definitely do have that guy, but it's not the be all and end all.
Yeah.
And even 10 years ago when I started, that was, you know, a good, healthy proportion of the people who would come to the tastings. But over the last decade, the profile has changed drastically. It's absolutely everybody. And that really warms my soul. You know, I think we're doing a good job with our advertising, with who we're advertising to, with the style of whiskey we're bringing out. For example, the double cask range that we spoke about, That was really developed for the American palate. And if you think about a Scotch that's, you know, 200 years old almost, and well, legally, we're making it a lot longer than that.
Yeah.
But, you know, legally 200 years, and now we're thinking about the American palate when we put together a bottling. That, to me, that's wonderful progressiveness. And, you know, it's proven itself. It's gone gangbusters in this country, so it's wonderful to see.
You know what? Tell me about the American palate. Now, I remember in one of your Instagram videos that I watched, you said that the only way that, and correct me here, the only way the Macallan gets the vanilla notes in it is through American oak, that it ages in the American oak. But tell me about the American palate.
Yeah, so the vanilla comes through. You know, American oak really has a wonderful proportion of rich vanilla. And the American palate is used to that from bourbon. You know, bourbon is aged in new white oak American barrels, has to be first fill, can't have been used for anything before. So you get all that first fill richness.
Yes.
And from American oak Quercus Alba, you get this lovely, big, rich vanilla note. In European oak, Quercus Robur, which is the, you know, the French oak or Spanish oak that we tend to use, you tend to get citrus, you know, spices, dried fruits, toffee, caramel, chocolate, oak, all this great stuff. But that lovely American oak brings in the vanilla. Now, vanilla is one of those flavors that very, very, very few people say they don't like. It reminds you of mother's milk. You know, it's creme brulee.
Yeah.
It's, you know, cream in your coffee, half and half, all of these things. Very, very close to the sort of core American loves. So to think about building a whiskey, you know, bringing in that sort of almost bourbon vanilla element is really progressive, I think, and has done incredibly well for us.
So the bottling that I have, the two bottles that I have, what is that in the background, Kieran? Are you
sorry. One of my chickens is shouting at me. Go on.
That's exactly. This show has had so many chickens shouting at on. This is just standard par for the course is to have a chicken in the background. But again,
I think it's the coronavirus. Everyone's staying at home is like, what are we going to do?
Yes,
I know. We'll just have chickens.
Yeah, chickens in L.A. Everything's different in California. And you may appreciate
Absolutely.
This. We call our part of the world L.A. as well, but it stands for Lower Alabama. So you're talking L.A. to L.A. and chicken in the background. Often that's usually it's a dog, but it's a chicken today. And that everything's different in California. Everything's
Absolutely.
Different in California. So I'm going to try one of these in the next segment coming up, the 12 or the 15. And I'm going to try to taste the vanilla, and I'll get you to guide me through which one I should try. We'll do that after the break that's coming up in several minutes now. But you created something targeting the American market using more vanilla taste, which means you needed more American oak. And obviously, it's had a great success out there. What's next for the American market?
We're constantly working on new product development. There's a couple of new things coming down the line that none of it's been released yet for the media, so I can't talk about it. But, you know, ourselves and all the Scotch distilleries are always working on the next thing to keep the market interested. And I can tell you that as we progress, you're going to see a great replication of what's come before, which is an exploration of cask types and master distilling mixed with beautiful blendership. So we're getting these incredible casks that we produce. And, you know, over the years, we're laying down hundreds of thousands. We have over 400,000 casks maturing at the Macallan Distillery as we speak.
Wow.
So we get great opportunity to make something, you know, slightly or sometimes drastically different. Every cask is different. You could lay down the same run from the same pot still on the same day, theoretically using the same oak from the same tree, and after 10 and 20 years, every single cask will be different, and there's nothing we can do. You know, there's the alchemy of the distillation, and then there's the sheer magic of the maturation. Now, what happens is, at a certain point, the whiskey makers, our master whiskey makers, will open the casks and have a taste or have a look at the whiskies and decide where it should go. Is it you know, even after 20 years, is it still a bit young? Does it still have somewhere to go? Is it still progressing? Maybe this whiskey will last into the 50s and 60s, or maybe it's reached its zenith and it needs to be used now. So there's an incredible science, but also an incredible artisan element to the creation of whiskey. And we have, you know, obviously a world-class team at the distillery. And I was talking to a lady, you know, I said it was 50-50 women and men yesterday, the tasting, and a lady piped up and asked about, you know, women in whiskey. You know, she said, am I unusual being a woman enjoying whiskey? I said, no, we have a four-person team in the whiskey creation room at the Macallan, three of which are women. You know, there's only one guy. The two lead whiskey makers, Kirstine and Polly and Sarah, are all, you know, just incredible whiskey makers, and they're leaders in the field. Three out of four are women. So, you know, we're as progressive as we can be, and we're creating these whiskies. Now, I wanted to mention something about those barrels, the casks. A very important thing that sets the Macallan aside, if you don't mind a quick digression.
Sure.
You know, Macallan's a wee bit more expensive than everyone else, but it's because of the casks we create. Everyone else uses ex-bourbon barrels. Bourbon industry can only use them once by law. It's an old law that came out at the back of World War II, never repealed, just to keep the boys working.
Yeah.
Just use them once and keep them, you sell them on. And they predominantly go to the Scotch whiskey industry. And the companies that use ex-bourbon barrels, you know, that's great. Gives a little bit of flavor. Obviously, the bourbon took most. But we build our own casks. We either take wood from northern Spain or America, the Ozarks and Missouri, and we ship that wood over to Spain, and we build the casks. And it takes 2 to 3 years to air dry the pieces of wood. Very, very long process. And then we build the casks, season them with dry Oloroso sherry, leave them in the cask, leave the sherry in the cask for another 18 months to 2 years. So it's about 5 years just building the casks before we ship them up to Scotland and, you know, fill them full of the new make spirit. And what that gives us is lovely, big, rich, first fill flavors that the other distilleries don't get because they're using ex-bourbon barrels. So that's a very important reason why the Macallan is head and shoulders, in my humble opinion, sure, above everybody else.
Well, when we come back from break, I tell you what, man, you've piqued my interest. I'm salivating here. I've got a 12-year and a 15-year in front of me. Your enthusiasm is working yet again. When we come back from break, I'm going to get Kieran to tell me which one to pour, and he's going to give me some tasting notes on it. And Kieran, I'm going to relish this. And then I want to talk to you about all the different bottlings. You know, when you're on that Instagram video, there must be 30 bottles of different Macallans behind you. And I want to talk about the purpose of that. There's got to be, again, it's kind of a business focused show. I want to hear your explanation of why you create so many different variations of one scotch. We'll be back after this.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
At Spring Hill Toyota, it's just that easy. From our three-day exchange to free car washes, the benefits of the Spring Hill Advantage make the choice easy to see. We make it easy to own. Every vehicle comes with Toyota Care, plus our no-cost maintenance plan with free tire rotations and oil changes for 4 years. Get peace of mind with free roadside assistance 24/7. And don't forget, it's easy to buy your car 100% online. Visit springhilltoyota.com today. It's just that easy.
I'm David Nelson, brewmaster and owner of Braided River Brewing. We want beer that goes along no matter where the adventure takes us and that doesn't make us choose between great beer and drinkability. We're drawn to the Delta and united by beer because to us, the best way to celebrate the Delta is to slow down and savor the moments and the beer together. Come visit our taproom in downtown Mobile and ask for us at your favorite bar or restaurant. Visit online at braidedriverbrewing.com.
Think about how people really see you. The kid at the drive-thru just sees a coffee drinker.
Please pull forward.
Your local barista sees the person who loves a smiley face in their latte.
See you next time.
It's kind of the same way with insurance. Other insurance companies just see a customer, but a State Farm agent sees more. They see you as a neighbor. Your State Farm agent is here to get to know who you really are so they can help life go right.
Call me, State Farm agent Allison Horner, in Mobile at 666-1616.
Kieran Elliott is on the line with me from Los Angeles. He's got a chicken in the background, which of course happens all the time. Nothing like having your radio show interrupted by a clucking or barking chicken, whatever that thing is doing. He's the national brand ambassador for the Macallan Scotch. He was also a voice artist for World of Warcraft, which is a video game, Lord of the Rings, and How to Train Your Dragon. Kieran is one of the most normal, boring, unexciting, uninteresting people I've ever talked to, and delighted to get his time on the show. Kieran, prior to the break,
awesome.
You were building up the uniqueness of the Macallan brand. I went out and bought a bottle of 15 in order to have it prepared for the show. I've got a bottle of 12 for me. These are both business expenses, which makes them very legitimate. And I want to pour one and have you tell me what I'm tasting. Which one should it be?
I think would be really fun is if you pour them both. One of the things I heavily advocate is comparative analysis. You know, it's one thing if you try one thing, but if you compare it to something else, you'll start to pick out the differences, hopefully, in a slightly more expensive bottling. And you get to grasp why it's a little bit more expensive. Now, you've got a 12-year-old and you've got a 15-year-old. Yes, the 15-year-old is 3 years more expensive, but it's slightly more than that. We choose those casks specifically for that bottling. So if you open up your double cask 12,
yep,
and what I want you to do is take a little bite and chew it 5 or 6 times, and then swallow and breathe over your tongue. Let that dissipate, and then go back in and take another little bite and chew it 5 or 6 times. It sounds weird chewing liquid, but the chewing process introduces it to all of your mouth, all of those flavor receptors. Also, you're adding saliva, and that brings the alcohol content down a little bit. And lowering the alcohol content gives you access to more flavor, believe it or not. Now, don't get me wrong. I've been at many a tasting where people have picked up the scotch and just gone, spring break, and shoved it down their throat. And don't get me wrong. I love your enthusiasm. It's efficiency. That's just sheer efficiency right there. But when you do that slam it down thing, what you do is get a bunch of burn and a tiny little bit of taste. If you want a lot of taste and tiny little bit of burn, take that little chew and mix it with saliva and introduce it to all of your mouth. Now, the first time you're acclimatizing to the alcohol, the second time you might get more of those flavors. In Double Cask 12, you've got a little bit of sort of fudge, toffee, caramel thing up front. Maybe you've got some dried fruits. For me, it's raisins, a sort of lovely, rich dried fruit element, maybe in the middle of the palate. And then it finishes with sort of chocolate, a sort of white chocolate element. And then as you breathe over your tongue, you might get that lovely fresh-cut oak element that kind of lingers on the palate. Now, I'm saying that, and I go to pains at every tasting to say the same thing, and that is, if you're putting that in your mouth and all you can taste is whiskey, fabulous. That's brilliant. The first thing you did was you took a little sip and you're thinking about what you're drinking, and that's the most important thing. So can I ask you, what flavors did you pick out? Any of the ones I mentioned or anything else?
I tasted the vanilla. You know, I could get the vanilla out of it. When you said raisins, that landed with me. And the white chocolate finish, that was all a part of this small, you know, I had just a tea tiny bit, but all this. And then did it twice, just like you suggested. And the second taste was more flavorful. They exploded a little bit more. Now, I've never heard chew, and I think that's brilliant, because what you've said exactly is what happened. The saliva glands kicked in. It tasted a little bit different, and it brought the flavors out a little bit more. So a number of the flavors that you mentioned were present, indeed present, and as I inhaled over my tongue after I swallowed it, they came back.
Yeah. You know, it's all these little things, all these little tips and tricks. You know, If it helps you get more flavor out of the glass, I've just made it a more valuable proposition to you. You know, it's an expensive bottling. It took us 12 years, and that's just the aging. It took us 5 years to build the cask. So we want you to savor and enjoy it and get your money's worth out of it. So it's my pleasure to bring you a little bit of flavor out of that bottling. And then if you go over to the 15, Cam, it is 3 years older. Now, it's obviously more expensive because it costs us more to get to that point. But we've selected those casks. And just to let you know, the double cask range is called double cask because it's two separate types of casks used. There is that European sherry seasoned cask that is predominant in all Macallan bottlings, almost all, very much a house style. But then we bring in the American oak, still seasoned with sherry. So it's 100% sherry seasoned, but it's predominantly American oak. So that's the two cask styles. And in the 15, these casks are matured for a minimum of 15 years. Can't be any younger. But in the 15, all of those flavors that you found and loved in the 12 are going to be amplified. And it might be a richer version of that flavor. So when we talk about the burnt sugars in the 12, it might be that sort of fudge. But in the 15, it might come across as toffee, or a heavy caramel, or maybe what people tend to say is a candy, a toffee candy from when they were young. For me, there's a British toffee candy called Rolos, and the Rolos are this toffee and chocolate, and that's what it always reminds me of. But you'll have maybe Butterfingers, or you know, something right. that you grew up with that might spark your palate or remind you of. Then the dried fruits. In the 12, for me, it's raisins. But in the 15, it's more figs. So it's, you know, kind of figs and prunes and the sort of richer, heavier dried fruits. And then in the 15, I tend to start getting some spices, some cinnamon and nutmeg, clove. And in particular, in this one, a little bit of candied ginger tends to pop out. And a little more, it's a little more honeyed. And I don't think it tastes like honey. I think the mouthfeel reminds me of honey. There's a sweetness to it and a thickness to it that reminds me of honey. And then you finish on the chocolate, but it's more of a milk chocolate than a white chocolate. It's a richer version. And then that wood is always present there right at the end. So it is, it's just a slight difference, just a, you know, slightly more luxurious and, in my mind, romanticized version of the 12.
Caramel. I got the caramel right off the bat. And the honey expression of the is the word viscosity
yes
it was a honey viscosity that I noticed. And this, I mean, it's amazing that someone out there like you knows how to describe this stuff, and it's absolutely fantastic to have somebody lead you through what you're tasting so that when you say the words you go, yes, that's it, I found that's it. I'm not sure I have the palate to pick out the flavors, to originate the flavors, but when you say them, I can taste them. And that's pretty cool,
and,
man.
And please understand that, you know, when I first started, I put it in my mouth and it was, that's definitely Scotch.
Yeah.
Oh, that's definitely Scotch. And then, you know, I'll speak to other brand ambassadors, or I'll speak to the master whiskey maker at the Macallan, and they'll say, oh, so, you know, at one point I said, I'm not getting citrus in this triple cask expression. Everyone's talking about citrus and it's not orange and it's not lemon. And she said, think about grapefruit. And suddenly I was like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's precisely it. You know, sometimes it just takes somebody to identify it. And then your mind is like that. And then I can't stop tasting grapefruit in that ever since.
Yeah.
So we learn from each other. And that's one of the wonderful things about this industry.
Tell me about the multiple bottlings you do. Like I said, in your Instagram video, there must be, I don't know, 20 bottles behind you. What's the purpose of that? And when I showed you a picture prior to getting you on the phone, there was a fine oak cask that was next to the Scotch that I bought that you commented on. What's the purpose of the multiple bottlings? Why don't you just have two or three and get real good at them versus having 50? And some of these bottles are just beautiful works of art. I mean, they're expressions of glassblower art or something like that. Tell me about that.
Well, just to go back to the first point, you know, we would only have two or three bottlings if it was only two or three people in the world. You know, we've got hundreds of thousands of people every day picking up a bottle of Macallan, and every single one of those people has a different palate. everyone has their different flavors and, you know, their preferences. Otherwise, it would be one candy bar on the shelves. You know, there's something for everyone.
Yeah.
And one of the great things about the whiskey process, as I mentioned before, every cask is different. Sometimes you'll open up a cask and it's just all dried fruits, and the next one's all toffee, and the next one's all, you know, they're all so different. So we have this wonderful opportunity to go through the 400,000 casks we have at the distillery and find flavors that might not be a normal flavor. So we'll build a bottling around that cask.
Interesting.
We'll add other things. We'll add other things to give it a bigger, fuller, more Macallan-esque profile. But, you know, every bottling is different. And you mentioned the various ranges and the various bottlings we have. If you look at my last Instagram post where I do the video about tasting Double Cask 15, to the right of my head, there's four colorful bottles. It's part of the edition series. The first one we put together ourselves just as a baseline. The second bottling, edition number two, was in conjunction with the Rocca brothers. They own the Cellar de Can Rocca, which is the world's, it was voted the world's best restaurant, I believe twice or three times. It's in Girona in Spain. And they helped us choose the casks for that bottling. And it's completely different to the first one. Then edition number three was with a guy called he's a perfumer. Oh, it's just slipped my mind. It'll come back to me. This master perfumer, and he chose the casks due to the nose and the fragrances that were coming off the whiskies, because that's his skill. And of course, that was a very fragrant whiskey, and it's a completely different style. So, you know, it really just depends on what you're trying to do. So we have this access to wonderful casks, so we may as well do something different. Now, those casks are very unusual and non-repetitive. You know, all the casks are different, as I mentioned. So we, you know, make smaller runs and make different whiskies and different bottlings with different flavor profiles. And it's just wonderful to see all these different sort of micro flavors coming out. And I think it's a wonderful business proposition, to be honest.
Well, I think it's fascinating that you let the casks drive the bottlings. That you open a cask and say, wow, now this is different, and we can't use this the normal way. We've got to create something special out of this because we found a surprise in this one.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And it's one of the beautiful things about the industry is, you have this incredible wealth of casks to draw on. So long may it continue.
Yeah, I love it. Kieran, we're running to the close of the segment here, and I love it. And I want to thank you so much for your time with us. You can find him on Instagram. You can find Macallan at your local ABC store down here in Mobile, Alabama. I went online and started searching some of these things, and there's some really, really pricey bottles of Macallan. And surprisingly, there are really, really pricey bottles, empty bottles of Macallan. People sell their empty bottles.
Yep.
Are they refilling them with you know, moonshine and trying to trick their friends?
Well, one of the things we do as a company is we don't let anyone walk away with a bottle at the end of a tasting.
Really?
In a bar, you know, if you finish the bottle, you get to keep the bottle, but we don't let anyone do that anymore because there is a propensity, not necessarily in this country. In other countries, people will do that, try and reseal it and try and sell it on. But it doesn't happen as much as people think it does, but it does happen.
Yeah,
so, yeah. We have to be careful.
Any final words, Kieran, for my listeners about the Macallan?
It's just been such a pleasure to talk to you. I really appreciate your enthusiasm. You've clearly enjoyed a few different expressions. And, you know, thank you for letting me on your show. I just hope that you have a great supply down there in Alabama, and you know, your listeners get to try a few different Macallan and enjoy them, and feel free to reach out and let me know what you think.
I will. And if you're ever down in this neck of the woods, we'd love to treat you right, show you what this LA looks like. Thank you so much, Kieran.
You're very welcome. Lovely to speak to you.
We'll be back after this break with final comments.
What's Working with Cam Marston is brought to you by Stella Artois Beer. Stella Artois is a perfect beer for celebration. Nothing caps off a big sale, hitting your incentive goals, or a profitable quarter like a round of Stella's. Brewed first in 1708 as a special Christmas brew, today Stella is a gift for everyone to enjoy year-round. Stella Artois. Find it wherever fine beer is sold.
This is Cam Marston with Cajun Mike of E3 Termite and Pest Control. Cajun Mike, houses on pilings can have termites eat their way up inside the piling and enter the house. The homeowner never knows about it, but your company offers protection. Tell me about that.
Yeah, Cam. What we have designed is a program, and what we do is we will actually drill to the center of the pilings and put a product in the center that will stop the termites from coming up into the home.
Stucco exteriors as well?
Correct.
How can people find you, Cajun Mike?
They can find me at e3pest.com.
That's the letter E, the number 3, pest.com.
At Spring Hill Toyota, it's just that easy. From our 3-day exchange to free car washes, the benefits of the Spring Hill Advantage make the choice easy to see. We make it easy to own. Every vehicle comes with Toyota Care, plus our no-cost maintenance plan with free tire rotations and oil changes for 4 years. Get peace of mind with free roadside assistance 24/7. And don't forget, it's easy to buy your car 100% online. Visit springhilltoyota.com today. It's just that easy.
I feel like we left a lot of meat on the bone with Kieran. There's a lot of me that wants to ask you about the work as a voiceover artist. I mean, we didn't even really touch on that, mentioned it a little bit in his introduction. But there's something I'd be interested in. With it seems like there's been a rise, certainly a rise in video games and the popularity of those things. He is a voiceover artist for World of Warcraft, a voiceover artist in Lord of the Rings, and How to Train Your Dragon. I'm not sure. I know How to Train Your Dragon is a movie. Maybe there's a video game that supports it, or maybe that's the animated series itself. I don't know. We never got into it. Like I said, there's meat left on the bone there. You know, one of the things that we talked about, Kieran and I talked about, that we didn't record for the broadcast is this world of resellable whiskey. Now, when I went to get the bottle of Macallan that I used here to taste, I took a picture of them and sent a text to him and said, hey, which one should I get? And he pointed out to me the Macallan 18. But adjacent to the Macallan 18 in the picture was another bottle of Macallan that he said, Cam, they don't make that one anymore. You need to get that and resell it, or get it and put it in your safe. Don't drink it. There are people who will pay ridiculous amounts for this. And I'm thinking, really? Well, apparently, here's the reason I have this show. There's a whole world of people out there who buy and sell rare scotches, and they cruise the back roads in rural counties across the nation, going to liquor stores and seeing what's on their shelves that the local group won't buy, and realizing there could be a gold mine on those shelves of bottles of whiskey. I thought, oh, there we go. That's another show. If anybody knows where to find that expert, send them my way. That'll wrap us up for this week, everybody. I want to thank John Thompson. He's the show's producer with Ion Digital. You can find this show at whatsworkingcam.com. This show, as well as every other one we've done, we're nearing 200 shows now. And you can get the podcast links that you need to forward the show on to other people. If you listen through Apple Podcasts, please do rate the show. Those evaluations help. Find me on social media. Have a good week.